Bibles, please turn to the book of Mark, chapter 9. Mark, chapter 9, we'll read verses 23 and 24 together. We'll read these in unison. Mark, chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Mark, chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Again, let's read these in unison. Ready? Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out, and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. I'll read one other verse to you. You need not turn there. Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what you've done for us today. Lord, the altars were full this morning, and our hearts were stirred by the challenge that you've given us. Father, please, we're a needy people. We need you again tonight. Holy Spirit, please fill us with your power. Fill our preacher with your power as he preaches. Meet the needs as only you can, please, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
I think that I'll have you out early this evening. I think that this sermon will not be lengthy at all. The truth is, I'm a bit embarrassed about its simplicity. I had three different sermons that I had previously prepared for this evening. As I do every Sunday afternoon, I sit in a chair at home and I read my Bible and study just about all afternoon. Not to prepare for my Sunday evening sermon, but that's what I do to relax, prepare for the evening service. In the midst of the afternoon, none of the three sermons that I had prepared in advance were adequate. And I just kept coming back to one little thought that I have been thinking about over and over again. I will share that thought with you. Again, I don't think it'll be lengthy. I don't think it'll be profound. It helped me. I'm hoping that it'll help you. In Mark chapter 9, verse 23 and 24, we see a statement. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Now, if I were to ask myself what is one of the areas where Christians seem to struggle the most, I would have to say it's in the area of our prayer lives. I don't know about you, but prayer, it's a challenge for me. I think probably if you were honest, you would say it's a challenge for you as well. Then we have some difficulty with our faith and our walking with God in regard to praying like we should. And here somebody says, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. And, you know, all of us have some struggles with our faith. And all of us believe some. But then we need God to help us with the unbelief that goes along with our belief. And that's just us telling on us, but this man was a very honest man. He said, Lord, I have some faith. I just need a whole lot more. Lord, I want to believe, but I'm going to need a little help believing. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Probably most of our failures in life are prayer failures. Probably when we don't succeed, it is a result of a lack of prayer in our life. Someone asked me this question once. They said, Brother Owens, why do you pray? I thought, what a question. But then it required that I answer because they were serious. They wanted to know, why do you pray? I said, well, I was my mind was racing for answers. You know, I wanted to make sure I said the right thing. And first thing I said, well, this is because I'm commanded to. And I thought, well, I better add to that. And I said, well, I pray because I'm allowed to. And I said, well, I pray because I want to. And I thought, well, I pray because I need to. And then I said, well, I pray because sometimes I don't know what else to do. You ever been there? I mean, I'm thinking, only one thing going to help here. I better pray.
Sir.
And sometimes I guess I pray because I have to. Seems like there's no way out. So when I was asked the question, why do you pray, at first glance, I thought, well, that's a silly question. And then I got to thinking about it. I began to reason within myself. And I said, well, I pray because I'm commanded to pray. I pray because I'm allowed to pray. I pray because I want to pray or I need to pray. And sometimes there's nothing else that will do. And then I feel like I have to pray. Then after that person and I parted ways, I asked myself a question. I said, well, Jeff, then why don't you pray? I mean, they had asked why I do pray. And then now that's not the biggest challenge I need personally. I need to be working on the other problem, why don't I pray? Because I struggle with that most. And I asked myself, well, Jeff, why don't you pray? And then I faced myself on it. I said, well, probably it's a lack of character. Prayer is work. My flesh does not like to put forth that effort. The effort of mind control, the effort of shutting everything else out and requiring my mind to be controlled in a conversation with God. I thought, well, I lack character, and that's why I fail in my prayer life. And then I thought, and I guess while I'm talking to myself about this, I need to go ahead and admit I've got a pride problem. And I said, I'm a firm believer that I don't pray because I think I can do it myself. I may not even have to consciously think it. The absence of prayer is a proof that I'm going to depend on me instead of God to do something, and that's pride. And I ask, Jeff, why don't you pray? Well, I got a character problem. I got a pride problem. Then I don't pray because I don't follow a schedule. I won't schedule myself. You know, if something's important, you'll find a way to do it. You'll put it into your schedule, and then you'll do it. And I said, well, and then I get too busy. I get busy here and there doing things, not even bad things. I just get too busy. So because someone asked me, why do you pray? And I was virtually required on the spot to give some reasons after they left. I said, well, that's not really my problem. I'm glad they didn't ask me why I don't pray. That had embarrassed me more than why I do pray. Then I got to thinking to myself, well, I don't pray because I got a character problem, and I don't pray because I've got a pride problem, and I don't pray because of poor scheduling, and I don't pray because I get too busy. And then I thought, well, I don't pray because I'm stingy. At least that's me. There are times when I don't see the need like I should to pray for others, and I don't care for others. I so many times do not have immediate needs, but goodness, in my life I'm surrounded by people with needs.
Right.
I'm giving prayer requests probably on the hour, every hour that I'm awake, either on the phone or in an email or verbally or in a variety of ways. But I say to myself, I don't pray because I'm stingy. Then, as I'm having this conversation with myself, trying to figure out what in the world is wrong with me, why don't I pray like I ought to pray? I thought, well, I have weak faith. My faith is weak. I could say this, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. But I guess I'm going to be extremely candid and open, and I'm going to open up just some thoughts that I had about it. I think maybe the biggest reason I don't pray is because God's so good to me. You say, excuse me? Yeah, I think sometimes I don't pray because God is so good to me. I don't pray because sometimes I don't see the need.
Right.
Does that make sense to you? Am I really being weird here? See, He meets my needs without prayer. Does He yours? Am I the only one that could possibly fess up to this? God's so good to me. I don't have to pray for everything. I get so many things from the God that loves me. I'm not forced to my knees. He heals my illnesses. Many times I'm not even prayed about it. I wonder how many times God healed you from a cold, flu. You didn't pray a lick. He didn't pray at all. He blesses my church, but we don't pray like we ought to, but He blesses us beyond the investment we've made in prayer. Hey, I hope I'm not sounding like something from outer space here, but you know what? I seem to get my bills paid, and I don't have to pray about them 24/7. Have you noticed? Have you noticed how you made your car payment, but you didn't pray about it? How many times have you made your house payment, but you did not thank God for the money to pay your house payment?
Good.
You see, I have successes that are not the result of prayer. I hope my enemies don't get a hold of this. They're going to think, oh, this guy's a lunatic. What it is, it's just almost too real and honest.
Yes, sir.
The title of my sermon is, God's So Good, I Don't Need to Pray. God's so good to me, I don't pray. God gives me food.
Yes, sir.
I don't beg for it. Does God give you food? Now, think about it. You know all we do? We sit down at the table and say, thanks for the food. But I doubt, seriously, this is probably a 100% true statement. Nobody in here begged for their lunch. Nobody in here prayed that God would give them lunch. Nobody in here was so up against it that you had to beg God to put bread on your table. Now, there are some in the world that do, but you didn't. This guy said to me, why do you pray? And I answered his questions, and then I began to think, why don't I pray? And I think the biggest problem with me not praying is the goodness of God. He's so good to me that He blesses me. For instance, number one, God is so good to us, we think we don't need to obey His commandment to pray. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. That's a command. You and I are commanded to pray without ceasing. If He's blessing us, pray. If He's not blessing us, pray. If you have everything you need, pray. If you don't have everything you need, pray. It's not all about needs, it's about praying. God is so good to us that we don't think we need to obey His command. His command to pray. Well, we don't obey this command because God meets our needs even if we don't pray without ceasing. God, without ceasing, blesses us so we take advantage of His goodness and so we don't pray. We disobey His command to pray without ceasing and somehow we're not bothered by it. We don't feel like we missed out on much when we disobey His command to pray without ceasing. And why? Because He's so good to us, even we disobey His command to pray without ceasing. Now, if you'll stay with me, we're going somewhere. But I say, number one, God's so good to us, we think we don't need to obey His command to pray. It's a weakness of the human race. It's our fault. It wasn't supposed to turn out that way. That wasn't God's plan. God was not planning about... His plan was not to be so good to you that you did not pray. That was not His plan at all. We just take advantage of that goodness. Number two, God's so good to us, we think we don't have to believe He answers prayer. First I said, we don't have to obey His command to pray. Now I say, He's so good to us, we don't have to believe He answers prayer. That's almost as if it's not required of us. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me and I will answer thee. You know what God's saying? You pray, I answer. Let's try it, says God. God says, test me and see. Pray to me and ask me for something and just see if I'm not a prayer-answering God. We don't have to test His prayer-answering ability because of His goodness. Yes, He can answer prayer. It's amazing how He takes care of us even when we won't ask.
Right.
So, once again, we disobey His challenge to see if He won't answer our prayers. And we don't feel like we've missed out on much because we didn't test his ability to answer prayer. Why? He's so good to us, even when we don't test his ability to answer prayer, we're still taken care of. Let me say number three. God is so good to us, we think we don't have to claim his promises in prayer. See, first of all, because of his goodness, somehow, you and I, we don't obey his command to pray. And because of his goodness, somehow, we don't believe he answers prayer. And because of his goodness, we don't feel like we have to claim his prayer promises in our life. James 5:15 says this, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. That is one of many promises throughout the Bible. When we pray, we're to claim one of God's promises from the Word of God. And then we'll watch him keep his promise to us. That's what we do in prayer. But we don't claim God's prayer promises because God is so good to us. Think of how many times he has healed your body, which he promised to do, but you didn't even have to pray. Think of how many times God has given you the result of a promise, but you didn't even pray asking the promise to be kept. We disobey his suggestion to claim a prayer promise. We're not even bothered by it. Why? We don't feel like we miss much. Why? Because we didn't claim a prayer promise. We didn't pray. We didn't obey the command to pray. We didn't need a prayer answering God because God was so good to us without us even praying. Now, please stay with me. I get to the point where I want to arrive. Listen to this, number four. If he gives you so much good without praying, just think of what he could give you if you did pray. Stop and think about it. Look at how he takes care of us. And basically, all of us could say, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief.
Yes, sir.
I mean, we are so guilty of taking advantage of the goodness of God, we don't even have to pray. And I think that's sad as Christians. If he gives you so much good without praying, just think what he could give you if you would pray. If you would obey the command to pray without ceasing. If you would believe that he is a prayer answering God. If you would claim prayer promises. Think of the magnificent movement of God in your life. But because we are so baptized in his goodness, most of us never experience a prayer life and a walk with God. Listen to this verse. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says, Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask, the word ask there is the word pray, abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Here the Bible says that our God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we ask or even think.
Yes, sir.
Now listen to this. We get mega doses of blessing and we don't even pray. Think about it. Think about it, congregation. Really and honestly, be honest in your heart. Let the God of the universe examine your heart. What kind of prayer life do you really have? We're not going to ask anybody to reveal the truth about their prayer life. But let's just let the Holy Spirit of God have a little conversation with us. Everybody in the balcony? How often do you pray? How often do you pray on the lower floor? Hey, choir, the platform, how much time do you spend with God? Now this says, Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. Hey, look, if we can get from God everything that he gives us without prayer, if we would pray,
then we would many times over multiply what God would do for us. But wait, it even says He will go above what we ask. Now, He gives us things without our asking, no prayer life at all. Then He said, there's another level. If you'll pray, then I can fulfill your desires. Then He said, after you've prayed all you can and asked for everything you want, I can top that. I'll keep giving afterwards. There's a third level, abundantly and above even what you ask. But you don't take the time to ask, and you're still blessed beyond measure. If I could get you to take the time to ask, we can triple up the blessings of God in your life. And then when you wore your knees out, and you don't know how to ask for anymore, God steps up and says, now we're getting to my level, where I get to really dump a load of blessing on you. Because I can go abundantly and above what you can even ask. But He gives you so much, and you don't even ask. I just got to thinking about my biggest problem with prayer. My biggest problem with prayer is I don't have to pray because God's so good to me. He meets so many of my needs. And I don't even have to pray. You live in America? Same for you. But this isn't the truth that I wanted to give you this evening. This is the truth before the truth that I wanted you to receive. Because the next step is the important part to me. We miss the primary purpose of prayer. Listen to me carefully. As I give you a touch of logic, we'll be done and we'll go home. You have needs. Because God wants you to have some needs. God wants your needs to motivate you to come to Him. God does not want your need to hurt you, but He wants your need to get you to want to be with Him. God's purpose for prayer is because God wants to be with you. One of the reasons you don't have to pray and He still blesses you is because prayer to God is not all about giving you things. Prayer to God is all about giving Himself to you and you being with Him. That's why He gives you things without you asking. He longs to be with you. God knows our frailties. God knows that we're human, and God knows our desires for things. So God said, I'm going to require you to have some needs. Not because I don't want to give you what you want. I'll even prove it to you. I'll give you all sorts of things, and you'll never have to ask for it. But He said, truly, I'm going to make you have needs because I know your needs is going to require you to come to me, and I want to be with you. To you, prayer is all about getting things. And the word prayer is the word asking. I think God wants you to ask. I think God wants to answer. But you don't have to ask to get. I'm living proof. How about you? I get all the time. He gives and gives and gives and gives and gives and gives. So to God, prayer is not, hey, you don't have to ask to get. You're going to get it by the grace of God. But to God, see, to you, prayer is all about getting things. To God, prayer is all about getting someone. To God, prayer is all about God getting to be with you. That ought to humble mankind.
Yes, sir.
God wants to be with you. Hey, listen to this. Is it possible that when you are going through a difficult time in life, and it is so difficult that it demands that you pray, that is a time in the life of God when He wants to be with you most? Understand what I said? Is it possible when the heavy things in life come to you, those heavy things make you say, I have no choice but to fall on my knees with my God. I wonder when that happens, If God is not saying, I want to be with you so bad right now. You thought you were going through a trial. You thought that you were going through a difficult time and it was all about you. But God, in a special way, wanted to be with you. And He knew the only way He could get some special time with you is that you went through a difficult time to where you wouldn't depend on yourself and you depend on God. It wasn't all about hurting you. It wasn't all about suppressing you. It was all about the God of the universe wanting to be with you, and He didn't know any other way to get you to pour your heart out to Him. I wonder if you're not going through a tough time because God loves you so much. He wants you to come and spill your guts. He wants you to come and say, God, it's so hard. And I hurt so bad. And I need your love and I need your acceptance and I just need to be with you. And God said, boy, this is what I wanted. This is exactly what I needed. Mrs. Owens may or may not remember this. It was not but a month or so ago. She had either cooked something or had purchased a gift for my son and daughter, Josh and Corey. It was there at our house. And it was on the counter waiting to be given. She was excited about giving it. And I said, well, I'm going into town, I'll drop it off. And she said, no. No, I don't want you to drop it off. She said, I want him to come get it. You know what that mama was saying? It's not all about the gift. I'm going to tell them about it and they're going to come get it. And I'm going to be with them. I'm going to be with them. I think that's how God is. I think God says, I have something that you want. Sometimes we're weak. We don't see what it's really all about. We'll say, well, I'm going to go get it. And God said, oh, good. Good. Well, God said, I'm not going to make it easy for you to get it. You may have to come and stay a while. You may really need it. Your needs in life are not God trying to destroy you. Is it possible that God wants to be with you so bad that He creates needs that bring you to Him where He can get long spans of time with somebody that desperately needs Him? Romans 2:4 says, not knowing the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Hey, stop and notice something. Stop and notice, He is good to you even when you don't pray. Stop and notice something. Hey, let the goodness of God lead you to repentance about your own lack of prayer. You say, what do you mean by that, Brother Owens? I believe that if you are a person of any character or conscience, that after hearing a lesson like this, you'll stop and realize prayer is not just about you getting things. It's about God wanting to be with you. I think we kind of owe it to Him to go spend time with Him. Why don't you pray because you want to be with Him? Hey, must God create needs in your life just to get a little time with you? If this logic is scriptural, and I think it is, why do you keep inflicting all these needs upon yourself? Why don't you just spend time with God like you ought to? I'm going to guess you wouldn't have near as many needs in life if you did. Can you imagine how He must feel when the only time you come around is when everything's falling apart and you're desperate and you have to have something? Wouldn't it be something if you would just go to God to be with Him? You got alone with God. Wouldn't He be shocked if you got on your knees, you cleared an hour of your schedule, and you said, Lord, I didn't come to get anything. I don't need any money, or I'm healthy, and I just think maybe you and I could hang out for a little while. I could praise you, and I could worship you, and I could love you, and tell you how wonderful you are. Do you have any time for that? Could you possibly work God into your schedule just to be with God? God blesses you without prayer. Prayer is not just about getting things. It's about you and God being together. Look, God gives you stuff all the time. God has already proven. You don't have to pray to get everything. Why does He do that? He's trying to show you. Prayer's not just about getting things. Prayer's about you being with God and God being with you. Someone said, Brother Owens, why do you pray? So I pray because I'm commanded to, and I pray because I'm allowed to, and I want to, and I need to, and sometimes I don't know what else to do, and I pray because I have to. But I ask myself the question, well, why don't I pray? That's what I've got to work on. Well, I've got a lack of character and poor scheduling, and I've got a pride issue, and I get too busy in the world, and I'm stingy, and I'm weak in faith. But the truth is, the greatest reasons I don't pray is because God is so good to me, sometimes I get to thinking I don't need to go get anything from Him. And by thinking that way, I've bypassed the primary purpose of prayer. It's not just to get stuff. It's to get God. God wants you to want Him, not just to want what He can give you. Jesus is really what we need. Jesus is the answer. And so, just a thought that had consumed my thinking this week. Is it the goodness of God that has caused you to think you don't have to pray? He seems to be so good to me, I don't need to spend any time with Him. That's virtually a slap in His face. That means you use Him as a credit card. He is pulling out and using when you need something. He was kind of hoping that you were just not after what He could give you, but what He is. He's a great God of the universe that loves you. Sent His only Son to die for you. I think He wants to be with you. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes.